A team of 20 volunteers from a faith-based organization, all dressed in green shirts, are going door to door and staffing walk-in centers to interview people to find out what help they still need 10 months after the natural disaster struck. Nancy Grotheis of Michigan is a team leader of the volunteers from the Christian Reformed Worldwide Relief Committee. She's done this work for about a dozen years at natural disasters all over the country.
Springfield is a unique community because this is all urban and the number of multi-unit apartment buildings. So that has been something that we've not encountered often before. Also, the time frame, we are 10 months out, so there's a lot of reconstruction that has already taken place.
Grotheis says they're finding a large number of people with tree debris on their property that they cannot afford to have hauled away. And there are houses still with leaking roofs and broken windows.
Beyond that, we're finding some persons who still are having trouble just physically and mentally coping with this yet. Yeah, we're back into the storm season, and that's causing a lot of anxiety for some people and for children as well. Children not sleeping at night.
The information from the interviews conducted by the volunteers will go into a database which will be shared with Springfield Community Together. It is the FEMA-organized long-term recovery group made up of representatives from more than a dozen community, nonprofits, and faith-based organizations. It's funded by the Episcopal Diocese of Western Massachusetts. Board member Stephen Abdow says the needs assessment, which the long-term recovery group commissioned, will include an estimate of how much it'll cost to complete the cleanup and repairs.
And we really are trying to meet the needs of those who either didn't have insurance, didn't have enough insurance, weren't able to get a FEMA app filled out, and are sitting still in need and weren't able to, their needs were not able to be met by the usual processes.
Abdow said the formal needs assessment will make it possible for the long-term recovery group to apply for a share of the funds that the United Way and other charities still hold for Western Massachusetts tornado relief.
We don't seem to be too anxious about, you know, if we can find the money or not, which is surprising to me as a finance type, but I think that there is help available, and it's a matter of finding the scope. I'm not sure. I think it's going to be manageable. That's my impression today.
Charles Holly hopes to get help to repair the damage the tornado did to the two-family house where he lives in Springfield's Maple High neighborhood.
So what kind of damage do you still have?
Oh, the doors, the porch, the roof. That's about it. It wasn't, you know, minor damage. You know, we got lucky. Houses across the street got blown away.
Holly talked with the disaster assessment team volunteers at a walk-in center at Christ Church Cathedral in Springfield. The field work for the needs assessment is expected to wrap up in a few days. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.